Blog Talk Radio.
You, Megan, you know what the fuck it is. Listen. When we said we are back, there was no exaggeration in that statement, and you can tell by what the fuck we are dropping. This is PSA Radio. I'm here joined with my brother Dre. Three Letterman, tell him what's good, man.
Man, y'all already know, man. It's been a great week. I guess we don't give the fucking hip hop culture and shit. I ain't gonna say just battle rap. You know what I'm saying? Cortez, Raekwon. You know what I'm saying? Sue Surf,
Tsunami,
Tay-Rock.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Tay-Rock, real
so,
dealing,
real deal
smack
to
tonight.
What?
Oh man, real dealing, smack.
Yeah.
It's gonna be crazy, man. Salute to everybody that's been on this week. You know
Word.
What I'm saying? That has made it. You know what I'm saying? But people have to understand, too, it's not just the guests, but it's what we do with them and how
oh,
the
facts.
Interview ends up turning out. You know what I'm saying? Anybody
facts.
Can have, you know, if you have a great guest on there, it could be a shitty one, but that's not what
yep.
we do. We come up here, we do our fucking job, we make that shit dope, get these guests comfortable. You guys got to understand, too, some of these guests that we have like 15 minutes, right? Can only do like
Word.
15, 20 minutes. Why do you think they're on with us for like an hour? Come on.
Yep.
Come on.
Yep.
They get comfortable. Yep. They know what it is. And they're cool with us. So that's just what it is.
They just come and chop it up with us. Ain't no, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We could be critical, but in a respectful way, though. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So we make that shit comfortable, man. So salute, like I said,
Word.
Salute to everybody that's come on the show with us, man. And, you know what I'm saying, Dre, for the great questions, the old school questions in hip-hop. I'm learning shit, too. When this man was talking to Ray,
yo.
I was just sitting back with the popcorn, bro. I was learning some
and
shit.
Shout out to you for getting Ray on there, man, because that shit was a great interview and shit. We got good feedback. Oh,
hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean.
I fucking appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? And you know, somebody
exactly.
told us, yo, that Ray Quine that we got there was better than any Raekwon to be did all week, and he was on 97.
Oh, man,
so
that guy's been on everything, right?
Yeah.
High 97,
yeah,
Breakfast Club, come on.
He's been all over.
Yeah.
You know, Breakfast
yeah.
Club, and for niggas, like, yo, I interview Raekwon is better than the fucking other shows that he was on, like, you know what I'm saying? So we did
yeah.
our job, but like you said, you can't have certain niggas on and the show is just dry as fuck, you know what I'm saying? There's some interviews
yep.
we have that's vaulted. You think Smack got shit vaulted? We got some shit vaulted, though,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
We got shit vaulted. People don't know, but we got shit vaulted.
Yeah. I don't even want to put the people's names out there. You know what I'm saying?
No, but we got some vaulted shit.
Yeah,
we
got some vaulted shit.
Absolutely.
Facts,
but, man, salute to
facts,
everybody that's been on this week. We got a couple of guests on tonight. First up, coming up, is going to be
Word.
Real Deal, who just battled Snow with the Rookie versus Vets that just came out. And, man, talk about catching a body. You know, when we were reviewing it, Dre, I hadn't really watched it and got a chance to kind of dissect it a little bit, watch it two or three times. Yo, Dre,
real
it was
deal
done.
Angles are fucking hard, B. I don't know.
They are so
hard. Angle monster, though, but real deal angles against Snow was dope and shit. You know what I mean?
They were dope. Well, yo, when he
yeah,
said we're the different kind of white and, like,
yeah,
you know, I'm
on,
pure, you've been
on.
Stepped on a lot. Yeah, man.
And I wanna,
yo,
no, I
my favorite.
Also. No, go ahead.
No, my favorite was when he was like, yo, you're allowed to say the N-word, but your black friends, it's like a Huxtable-ass
yeah.
fuckboy clique. If that was my boys, we would have told you to run that shit, yo. Real deal was spazzing, bro.
Facts.
Yeah.
Bro. Yo, you want threes clearer than me, bro.
3-0. Clear.
3-0.
Clear.
Like,
no.
3-0. You got Snow the
no
fuck.
No question on that.
Yo, didn't Snow win the UFF 1 year? He won
yes,
that
he
shit?
Did. Yep.
Can't tell, though, bro. I mean, I don't know, bro. Yo, niggas on a hot
Drake.
Seat right now, man. I got a lot of Zay's on a hot seat to me. Snow's on a hot seat to me. Ill Will's on a hot seat to me and shit. You know what I mean? Like those.
Dre, I got a question.
On a hot seat.
Dre, what's up with Pontiac right now, bro? Ill Will, Snow.
Damn,
I mean,
yeah,
JC.
I don't know,
not,
bro.
I mean, Yeah, they're not on the JC's not on the main stage. You know what I'm saying?
Is JC gonna be? Let me ask you a question, man. Is JC gonna be stuck in that mid tier column? Niggas love to say there's levels to this shit, and I kind of agree with it to an extent. There is levels to this shit. You know what I mean? And I fucks with JC, man. JC is far from whack. JC got bars, but it's like he's gonna be stuck in that mid tier. Him and Lotta Zay too, man. They're gonna be stuck in that shit for a while. Be it look like, man. Lotta Zay, my nigga. What the fuck? You let Danger Zone just fucked you up, son. He bodied you, son. Real deal in Lotta and Danger Zone got bodied so far this year, son. Like clear 3-0s. Like there's no even debate in that shit, son. Ugly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No debates. No debates on it. But I think he's gonna be stuck there. And let me tell you why. Because it's an easy reason too. He's not marketable, Drake. He's not.
Who's that?
No one is gonna. It sucks to say, but not a lot of people are gonna go to an event just to go see JC. And this is where the downfall of battling so much comes in.
Yeah.
Taking battles in a a battle in a garage, and you know when you do that so much, it lowers. It lowers your marketability. You just can't, you know, you're out there so much. There's doesn't leave too much room for people, you know, to miss you like that.
Let me ask you a question. Since you're saying that, what do you think about a cat like Big K, who's kind of like this year alone? You haven't heard Big K's name like that. Last year, I thought he had a phenomenal 2014 and shit. To me, he was a nominee.
Yeah.
You had to put him a nominee for Battle of the Year, man. Even a nominee. You know what I'm saying? I don't think, you know, he might not win it, but he's a nominee now. Big K is dumb nice. He's falling back. I know he got Airworld coming up. Do you like the fact that he's kind of chilled a little bit, like to the comment that you just made and shit?
You know what?
Like, not oversaturating himself and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what? I do. I like it. I like it just because, you know, if you oversaturate yourself and you do that, it really fucks with your brand. And the thing with Big K is he had so many good battles. He did that so well that it fucks with it.
Right.
It's going to hurt that if you battle so much. So him battling Will, first of all, I've been wanting to see this battle. This battle makes sense to me. I like it.
Right.
I like this one.
Big K and Will?
Big K and Will, yeah.
Yeah, I like that shit, too. I like that shit, too. And they got a little history with each other and shit. I'm not going to say, you know, animosity, but there's a little grudge there. You know what I'm saying? I'm
you know what?
To good battle and shit.
I'm looking forward to this battle, Dre, but I'm going to be honest with
you. I got to see what Ill Will did against Show and shit. Show Off. Well, ARP drops that shit. I'm really interested to see how
Ill
Will.
What were you hearing with it?
I heard Show Off one and shit. You know what I mean? Like,
bro, I'm picking K 3-0,
y'all. I got K winning. I'm not gonna go 3-0 like you, my G. But I got K winning though. I got K winning.
I have no shame with that. I got K 3-0.
You think Will got a round though, son? A round?
Nah.
Big K's my nigga and all, son, but he don't be 3-0ing niggas like that. You feel me? He ain't 3-0 Magic. He ain't 3-0 Danny Myers. He ain't 3-0 Illmatic. He ain't 3-0 Verb. You know what I mean? I see what you're saying.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
I mean, what have we seen, though? You're right. We got to see the battle coming out. But what have we really seen from Ill Will that's going to show that he can actually win a round? I mean, the guy that got killed by DNA. Killed.
Yeah, but I, you know what I think about that, though? And this is no, me not sticking up for Ill Will and shit at all. I really think Ill Will took fucking DNA lightly, my nigga. I really thought he was going to be a walk in the park with DNA. I really feel that. Mm-hmm. And also, I really felt that I wonder if the pressure, and I don't know if that word is right to use, but, you know, Smack said that Tay Rock and Ill Will was his niggas and shit. He's the niggas he riding with. You know what I mean? And Ill Will dropped the ball. And like Sue Surf said the other day with us, when we had Surf for him, yo, if Tay Rock would have been in the same situation Ill Will was, where he lost to DNA or lost to Ill Will, he might have been like, fuck up out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Ill Will, niggas ain't really going hard for Ill Will like that no more. His name is not out there. Niggas like Ill Will. Remember, last year you and I used to talk about it all the time, like, you know what I'm saying? It's either did he get into the league so quickly and niggas started riding with him so quickly that that pressure, he couldn't live up to that pressure and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I feel what you're saying. I just, I don't know. I haven't seen enough. Maybe I might be stretching with the 3-0, but I think it'll be a clear 2-1 then. I'll give it a clear 2-1.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I am looking forward to this battle, like you said, because Big K hasn't, I mean, the last we've seen from Big K is Ether when he battled Conceited, right? When he battled
Conceited.
At Ether, I mean, that was the last, and that wasn't, like, great or anything, you know what I'm saying? That wasn't, like, a dope battle.
No, it wasn't great. Mike issues, and you could hear Big K for a couple times in the rounds and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly.
But let me tell
you,
anything can happen in the battle and shit, because, I mean, I'm glad Big K has calmed down with stumbling and fumbling the ball during battles and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? Anything can happen. Not saying this will happen, but I like Big K 2-1, though. Hey, well, you got to show me something, my nigga. I'm sorry.
Real shit.
You got to show me something, bro. Like, I don't know, bro. The J-Hug, the Huggins battle, he did good. And then nigga started feeling like, you know, I felt he got the pressure on him, son.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly. I feel what you're saying. I would like to see, don't get me wrong, I'd like to see a good battle. I definitely, like we all do, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I'm glad K got over that stumbling and stuff. You can't, you know, people can't resort back to calling him a choke artist or whatever the fuck, you know. People were saying before, he's not doing that. And so, yeah, no, I fuck with K. You know, I used to fuck with Will, too, you know, before he started not taking battles seriously. You know, he didn't show up or whatever the case is, you know. So, but I do hope it's a good battle. I do hope it's a good battle.
I hope so too and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For both
of
them. Yeah. It'd be a good look for both of them if they have a very dope battle with replay value and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, like real talk, not to go back to Snow, but Snow, my nigga, listen, man. None of us really thought you was going to be Real Deal, my nigga. We just wanted you to make it entertaining and make it at least debatable. You know what I'm saying? Like, dead ass. That's all we wanted you to do. Obviously, you couldn't do that shit for nothing and shit. You know what I mean? So,
facts.
I don't know, B.
Facts. I don't know, bro. I don't know. But what I do know is totally switching topics. But, actually, you know what? We got the man on to talk about the battle right now. Yo, this shit just dropped yesterday, man. And shouts out to... shouts out to both these guys. But, man, it was a 3-0. We got the guy on right now. Real Deal. What's good, bro?
What's going down, fam?
What's going on, G?
Real Deal. What's good, my G?
Chilling, man. Chilling.
Yo, man, you caught a body, my nigga. Like, dead ass, you caught a body, man. What's the feedback you get from the battle rap community?
It's real good, man. It's good feedback. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, like there's a little bit of kind of, you know, if they don't like one side of the battle, you know what I mean? They take, but you got to ignore that stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
right.
It's love, man, especially from the you know what I mean, people that's been supportive for a long time, and it's real good feedback, man. It's real dope.
Real? Does it feel good actually? Because this, you know, this battle was supposed to happen a while ago. A while ago. Are you kind of, is it a blessing in disguise that it didn't? Are you glad that this is the time that it happened?
Yeah, man, I am. And I'm, like I said, I'm incredibly thankful, you know what I'm saying, to Bees and you know, and them Smack and all them for, you know what I mean, knowing what it was and, you know, and knowing when I get up on that stage, I don't fuck around. So I know when the battle was put on the card, it wasn't really exactly turning heads, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, I'm definitely think good things happen for a reason, you know what I'm saying? So, I was very fortunate at that, sure.
Now, real deal, let's be real, my G. When Smack and them decided to drop this card and we saw who's battle, I'm going to go on record and say 95% of the battle rap world, we knew he was beating Snow. We didn't know it was going to be a 3-4 it was. Well, we just knew. I don't think nobody really picked Snow. That's no shade to Snow at all. No slander to dude. But come on, bro. We all knew he was going to win that shit. I didn't think it was going to be convincing like that, And now it's to the fact I watched it five times. I mean, this first round was aight. But it's one of them battles now where you're going to fast forward Snow's round just to get to yours. That's what it is, my dude.
My man, I appreciate that, bro. And the crazy thing is, man, like, I had to, you know, some people was like, oh, you know, what's up with the Snow battle? You should be asking for XYZ. Like, right. You know, people-wise, not, you know, financially. Yeah. And I always told Smack and Bees and Chico, like, I have such a respect for the platform that Smack is and the brand that it's like, man, that's second to me. You know what I'm saying? You just, right. Whoever they put in front of you, you just do your numbers. You know what I'm saying? So once, the opportunity presented itself to get back up there, I was like, cool. You know what I mean? And it was definitely a battle that was supposed to happen. It had some intrigue to it. I'm not saying it was obviously as hyped as other battles, but yeah, man, I put together, I literally, man, you know, prepping for it. I prepped for Snow like I'd prep for Lux or whoever, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to get stuff that, you know what I mean? I wasn't like, okay, Snow, I'm going to do, you know, stuff that's not, I was like, I'm going to go hard, you know what I mean?
No, well, did you
KRS,
know,
that
real,
KRS
you,
one line, my dude, that KRS one line.
Yeah, that shit was nice.
I didn't think I didn't think the crowd was gonna catch that because, truth be told, if you do your hip hop history, I know Jay-Z had the blueprint, but KRS was the first one.
The blueprint
that
first.
Blueprint,
yeah, he did the blueprint first.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, no, man. I know if I stopped being in New York, obviously if it was gonna hit anywhere, it would hit.
Right.
I thought the rebuttal should have hit a little harder about Biggie. I don't know if they think I was bullshitting,
no,
but his mom was a teacher, bro. Like
in the second round, right? He said, when he said his mom,
yeah,
man,
the beginning
I was
of the third,
the
yeah.
Thing. Word. Yeah.
Yeah, because
nah,
the second
that,
half of
nah,
the round was
that,
like, was like, what if Biggie would have listened
man,
to his teachers? I'm like, well, his mom was a teacher, homie. Like, you know what I mean? Like.
Yo, real, when he started spitting the teacher lines, first of all, I knew it was over the first round. Once it was a clear 1-0, it was pretty much a body to me. But when that Seahawks line came out, bro, and they give you a pass, me and my boys tell you to run that shit. Oh, come on, man.
Ooh.
Bro, I mean, and I think about it, it's crazy, man, because, like, I swear to God, like, that was the way it was growing up. Like, you didn't do that, bro. Like, I don't know if times changed or whatever, but, like, regardless of what your history was, like, you know, if you was a white dude, you was cool with, you know what I mean, whoever in the neck, you just didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that it just wasn't, even like, you know what I mean? We didn't do that. So, like, when I hear about or see it, it's still, man, maybe I'm old-fashioned. That's why I plugged up, like, oh, it's 2015. Like, I don't know. I still don't really co-sign it. You know what I mean? Like, but, you know, I guess people do what they're going to do. But that's, you know what I mean? Like I said, man, I really sat down for this battle and was like, I think for a little bit at times I started to listen to what people were saying and let some of the strengths that I have get away from me. Like, so that's why you would see a battle where I would drop some bars that were, like, you know, gun-oriented or whatever, because I'm like, what, these dudes think I can't bar or do wordplay? Like, and I think I got away from what I do best. You know what I'm saying? So for this one, I'm like, man, I'm just going to dance with the girl I came with. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to break them down and buy, you know what I mean? So, now I definitely appreciate it, though, man, 100%. I'm glad that they rocked with that, man, and it was definitely love in the building for sure.
What did you think about the rookies?
I remember when I was there live. Now, I didn't get to catch Prep as much because I was trying to get him. But Prep, he's got, like, a really impressive flip game, man. It's like four-bar schemes and shit. And for him to be, like, a younger, you know what I'm saying, up-and-coming dude, coming up, obviously, in the era where freestyling's pretty much dead, that's like twice as impressive. So I love the approaches that John took from what I heard. John live is a different experience, man, and that's so on film. I think Prep is going to fare better. From what I've seen, I mean, watching them back, I think there's some things that stand out, you know what I'm saying? Like Saga's third round was very good to
fire.
Me.
Fire.
There's still some instances, man, where these rookies, man, they got to use Google or some shit. You cannot be calling Babe Ruth the great Gambino. You cannot, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's out of hand, man. You cannot say you're going to throw more bullets than what Tim Tebow averaged. He ain't played a down in 3 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's people are like, you petty, man. But it's like, man, Google is there. If you don't know what it means or you're going to say it wrong, just be like, yo, Google. And they're going to be like, did you mean the great Bambino? And boom, you're good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know he's real young, man. He's gonna be obviously a monster, but he's gotta have these young cats gotta have the right people in their ear, man. When they kick something like, oh, bro, that wasn't really your best shit, man, I'd scrap that. You know what I mean? Instead of people like, that's fire. Your whole shit's fire. I wouldn't change a thing. Like, I think what sticks out to me with the Rooks, man, is every real high they have to me is met by a real low. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they'll drop a ball, I'll be like, woof, and then they'll drop one, I'll be like, ugh. And I think once they get more consistent, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be crazy. I liked Wavy had a lot of stuff I liked, but I think he became kind of hit and miss. I think Briz is actually a funny dude. I think he should go more the humor route, like the a la X Factor, Tech N9ne. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just embrace that he's generally a funny dude, man.
Yeah, but so, hold on. But real, he spent his battle. He's battling Ava, my G. And to me, he wasted material on fucking perm jokes. Like,
That's like battling Real Deal and talking about being a teacher. You don't do that.
Don't deal with it, man.
I'm not even. You know what's crazy, man? Like, I think the teacher thing is obviously a more of a good angle than perm. Like, especially because Verb don't even really have a perm anymore. So maybe a line. You know what I'm saying? Maybe one line is enough. You know, but like, when you go in and you go on and on about it, and then, like, you're talking about him getting chased, maybe a line, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to really reinvent the wheel. You're talking about somebody that's battled X amount of times and put together, you know what I mean, great battles against. Right. So, like, I wasn't, like I said, I thought he could have brought a little bit more to the plate. I thought, to be honest, though, and looking at the Snow battle, like, Snow on paper, some of the stuff and the angles he went to take, I liked, man. You know what I'm saying? I think what hurt Snow. I'm for real. I think one of the things that hurt Snow was the way he placed them. So he came out, his first eight I liked a lot. I think he had like a comic scheme after that that was too much. Like, you'd have to be reading it all and shit. And he didn't really recover quick enough. Like, the shit he said.
Hold on. He said, go, gadget bars?
What the fuck is that? Bro, I don't know if that. See, I didn't watch the UFS like all through it. I don't know if that was a consistent thing he was doing or bringing up. I was gonna have a bar about it, but honestly, bro, like, yo, this, even as a young white kid, I didn't even really watch Inspector Gadget, bro. Like, it was fun at weird times. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just remember the beginning. And, bro, listen, they filmed the movie in Pittsburgh, and we didn't even, like, give a shit. Like, it was like, oh, this, you know what I mean? So
I didn't get the whole father, I mean, the whole dad thing, that angle. I didn't really understand it, to be honest with you. I mean, he was giving you praise.
I liked it. I think what hurt him was, A, the awkward battle is really old, so it's irrelevant. But I think had he, instead of made it like a 14-bar angle, had he shortened it, because I liked
it was
the cancer line.
Yeah,
exactly, bro. And that, I think, is what hurt Snow. And Snow has like a weird structure to his rhyme, bro. So, like, you'll be like, yo, it's me. I'm walking down the street. Something, me, whatever, right? His will be like,
yo,
I'm walking down the street, something, and I don't even care. I'm standing by this bus stop. Everything's cool, whatever you eat, me. Like, damn, hold on, bro. That left second bar, like, you know what I mean? It's real. It is unorthodox, and it's funny that they put that. It's unorthodox, so you tend to lose track of where he was going.
Is it kind of like a less would have been more in this
exactly,
sense?
Exactly, bro. Exactly. Okay. And I think, you know, the scheme thing. Another thing, if you're going to say, okay, I'm not going to talk about fucking your girl, then just don't.
Don't tell me what you would have said, because that's you saying it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, I think when he was like, you think I'm going to talk about how I came on your girls? I'm like, damn, bro, that you're just, you're contradicting yourself. You know what I mean?
You did it right now.
Yeah, that's like, I was going to call you a faggot, but I'm not going to call you a faggot.
You're a
faggot. I want to call you a faggot. It's like, yo, bro, like, right, right. So.
Now, real good, let me ask you a question, because it's something that you brought up in the battle that I want to address real quick. You talked about SoulCon and Iron Solomon. Now, let me ask you a question. As a white MC, how much do you really take to heart when Khan and Solomon kind of fell back, that as a white MC that you had to catch a torch and run with it?
No, you know what's funny, man, is the thing about the reason I brought them up in the smack thing, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but this is an interesting take I have on it. So Khan and Solomon are white, and they're Jewish white, okay, right?
Yes.
And I feel like, as a battler, at least from my standpoint, that white Jewish people, when they battle rap or whatever, there tends to be more of a side. Like, your first thought when you hear Jewish is Holocaust, right?
Right.
So people tend to have more of like a, you know, like a, okay, they've been through some struggle. Like me, I'm German-Irish, bro. Like, I don't have, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing...
Right.
So for me, it was like, I don't want to say like it was hard or anything like that, but it was more like I wasn't in the same lane as them. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I use like the translated Hebrew thing, is because, yeah, they were there before me. They did it before me, but in a different kind of way. You know what I'm saying? Like, so especially, man, in these trying times, man, where it's like, you know what I mean? It was definitely, that was the reason I really brought that to light. You know what I mean? But
right.
I don't think it's any carry the torch thing or nothing like that. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, I'm going to go, I'm going to represent, man. It was crazy. I battled a week later, but I battled there, and I had two people, man, they said something to me, two different cities. They said, I think why we fuck with you real is because you don't seem like you're just trying to be something I'm else. And to me, that was the ultimate compliment. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm not going to really go up there and you know, so. But, I don't think it's anything like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Real, what's next?
Though,
who's coming up next? Right. That's a both question. We want to know.
Yo, so I'm just honestly, man, like I'm finishing up this record, man, and I'm, you know what I'm saying? I got to drop in the 22nd, and then I'm just waiting, man. Like I told. You know, I talked to Bees and Snack. I said, you know what I'm saying? Let me know. There's some whispers of possibly Verb. And the Verb thing, it's been rumored, you know what I mean, of a possibility of coming here. It's a lot of pressure battling at home, man. I'll be 100 with you. I don't really like it as much. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm trying to keep it a stack with you.
You and Raw.
I got to keep it a stack.
I don't like battling at home, bro. I just don't. I mean, it's not even that I prep differently. It's just I know the crowd that's going to come out. So, you know what I'm saying? I know what – because I'm bringing them out. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do as an MC. Yo,
exactly.
Come out and battle.
Exactly.
And boom, right? If you're in your own city and you don't pull 10, 15 people through the door, what are you rapping for? Like, you know what I mean? So, like that URL in Pittsburgh, we brought like 600 people through the door. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was, you know, so – I'll be honest, man. I'm trying to get this Sirius Jones dude to battle, man. He on his horse, man. Dead ass, man. And it's not even a thing about, like, oh, I think he whack. Like, I think he good. I like his style of writing, and that's why. I want to battle someone with a similar style of writing. I don't want to battle scheming people, and you know what I'm saying? I want to battle someone that's going to have something left field, like a Math. I love Math's style of battling. I'm not
now,
as crazy
now,
about
I
wanna the
ask,
new...
I want to ask Three Letterman what the prediction would be, Real Deal and Sirius Jones. Dre, I want to ask you that. What would it be for you?
Listen, man, and Real Deal, I'm not saying this because you're on the show. When you get a chance, my G, go back and listen to our other episodes, and you see how I feel about Sirius Jones. I think he sits on a high horse. Yes, I understand he's here from the jump, from fucking Fight Club and all that. I get that. I understand he bodied Jen. I understand he had a dope battle with Murder Mook. I'll even go on record and say, Real Deal, that I think he's one of the few battle rappers that he might have beaten Charlie Clips 2-1. You know what I'm saying?
I think he did, yeah.
Right. Me too. But with that being said, I didn't like his battle with Daylight. I didn't like his battle with Head Ice. I just think he hasn't moved with the times and shit. I think you beat him. I got DNA beating this man, son. Like, I don't be feeling Sirius Jones like that. So, to me, if you battle him, I would pick you to beat him 2-1. And if I thought you would lose, I would tell you straight up and down. But
No, I appreciate
Jones.
That.
You know what I mean? Like, deadass, I'm not into him. He don't move me like that, bro. Seriously. But that is me.
Yeah.
You know?
No, and that's the, it's the thing, man. I'm going to be honest, bro, and listen, this is how, I don't know if I'm just getting pettier as the day. I was at the event where he battled Daylight. I was listening, and he had I shoot the lotion with this calamine. I stopped listening. I said, bartender, let me get a boom, I was done. That was it. I said, I'm done with him. That's it. What are you shooting at people's lotions for, bro? Like, that's ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to live that shot. They're going to hobble around. Like, that's dumb. That's terrible. And it's been said. The person should have been smacked, the first person that said it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So I agree, though, man. I liked his shit back in the day, man. He really just on that, though, man. I think I for real. And I said this because it's not like, oh, the snow battle drop. Now I'm like, you know, give me Jesus Christ and Nazareth. It ain't like that. Like, I told dude before, like, I'd rather battle people out of respect thing than battle them out of, like, yo, I think you're whack. I really think someone's super whack.
Yeah,
I don't even want to battle him. You know what I mean?
All right.
Yeah. I feel that. Real, before you go, I want to get your gnome predictions for the battles that we have.
Word.
Okay.
I want to get those. Real quick, let's go from the bottom up. Let's go Jazz versus Official.
Jazz, 2-1.
Jazz 2-1. All right.
She's so damn likable, man. And that goes so far, man.
It does.
It's like, as a fan, like, you're mad when people say bad stuff about her. Like, you know what I mean? It's going, I don't know. 2-1.
She has an education. She went to school. She got an education. I know she's nice.
Right.
Yeah. I feel what you're saying.
Bro, and
she
flaunts like the virgin card in a room full of wolves, bro. Like,
yeah.
So funny, bro. Like, that's like the funniest shit ever, dog. Like,
yeah. Nah, that's a fact. Let's go DNA versus Sirius Jones.
Sirius Jones 2-1. I think that, you know, I mean, it depends. I have a feeling, and this is by no stretch whether I talk to either of them, but, like, you know, the DNA, like, he's trying to do more, like, different things in his battles now, prop-wise and stuff and whatever. So I wouldn't be surprised if he has something, because I don't know if his bars are exactly carrying him, you know what I mean, as far as he. So I think he needs to dig deep, man, and come out. I'm not trying to hear 1,000 Sirius and Jones flips. but then again, I agree, man. I thought Jones had two good rounds against Clips. His one was just absolutely awful. So if he gets into that mode, I'm going to say 2-1 Jones.
Okay. 2-1 Jones. Next one up, we have Aver versus K-Shine.
Oh, that's Dot Mom, dog. And I fuck with Ver. That's K-Shine, man. K-Shine will snap on that dude, man. In the same token of what we discussed, Verb's last battle, Verb is one of my favorites when he's on and when he's, you know, in that, he's one of my favorites. I don't know. I wasn't as wowed by him. I thought he could have, like, left that state. You know what I'm saying? Like, his Rookies versus Vets battle to me, he was decent. He had some spots, but I want to see that Verb just, you know what I mean? Three rounds.
But let me ask you a question. If your man Shine beats Verb, is that considered an upset, my G? Let's keep it real.
I
know that's not my home team. I
it would depend on how Verb came out. If it looked like one of them Verb, because Verb is someone to the public that's viewed as someone who's taken a lot of L's. Whether you believe it or don't, okay? It's not like him losing is a rare, like, mind-blowing thing. And that's not at all throwing shade on him. You know what I mean? Because I think, you know, sometimes he don't get a chance. He gets booed, whatever. And again, like, I reiterate, he's one of my favorites doing it. So I think a slight one, maybe. Like, if we're talking hoops, it's a 6 over a 3 seed. You know what I mean? It's not like a Cinderella story or nothing.
All right. What do you got? Sue Surf, Tay Rock.
Tay Rock. Tay Rock. I think Tay Rock's been wanting it for a long time. I will applaud Sue Surf is a funny fucking dude, man. Like, unintentionally funny. Like, him on Twitter and shit is, bro, like, just even in the clip, what he says, like, after he's like, fuck you, he's like, suck my dick, neighborhood.
Neighborhood.
Bro.
Neighborhood.
I'm going to say K-Rock 2-1. Again,
K-Rock,
I think I got so much respect for the way Tay Rock really waited his turn. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
When they, you know, everyone,
he works for it.
If you remember that revolving door where it was like, oh, X Factor's the dude. No, now Tech's the dude for like a couple months, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a revolving door. You know, he stayed on the card. He stayed incredibly loyal to Smack.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Never was bitching, blogging, or like, so. And I think, bro, like, with everything that's going on in Baltimore right now, like,
there's a chip on his shoulder.
How could you, you
he's
know,
ready.
Man,
yeah.
Like, and it's not like he's, you know, people are throwing bricks at him or something. It's just like that.
But it gives you
that,
extra. It gets
like,
you
we, right,
for
we
that.
All want to
yeah.
see Baltimore show out. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I'm going to go
it
rock.
For them. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, last
yeah.
one. Hollow Clips. Who you got?
Hollow. I'm going to say, this is going to be crazy, man. I'm going to say Clips Live is so damn likable. He controls the crowd. When Clips puts his hand up over the crowd, it's almost like it's almost like he's press. It's weird, man. Like him and
right,
Mook
like that
have this
like that
right,
thing.
like you can't even boo Clips or Mook. They tried to boo Mook at Summer Madness against Sign. He was like, no. And then they were like, oh, go, we got to stop booing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's an incredible. However, I want to say it, and I hate when people say this, but I will say this. In the building, Clips will get around. On footage, I want to say 3-0, Hollow.
Damn!
Not like 3-0, not like 3-0. He took him to the woodshed. Like, that was the worst. I'm going to say he's going to, because I think Clips gets love for stuff live, and if you notice, that's the whole running Charlie Cups 3-0 joke. You know what I mean? Of like,
Pacquiao and
Mayweather. Clips did 3-0 because he's an incredibly likable dude. He's a good dude, a solid dude, and he's very good off the top, and he has a lot of tools.
Yeah.
But there's a reason Hollow only battles as much as he battles. You know what I mean? Like, Hollow's my favorite doing it, point blank. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so I'm going to say 3-0. I'm going to say 3-0.
All right.
I'm going to say give up a box and score it 2 10-9s and a 10-8.
Oh, shit. May 9th, that's Snow 5, yo. Real deal, salute. The battle with Snow is out. It's a 3-0. I mean, it's a great battle, though. Salute on your performance, bro. Real shit. We expect to see you up there soon, man.
Yo, absolutely, man. Thank you for rocking me. I appreciate that, fam.
You're ready,
absolutely, bro. Salute, G.
All right, man. Peace.
All right, brother. Peace. Salute to Real Deal for coming on the show, man. Battle with Snow is out. Everybody go check that out. URLTV.TV. Yo, we got Mr. Smack, URL himself, coming on right now, man. Talk about Gnome 5, Rookie versus Vets, man, all that shit. You already know what it is, man. Smack, what's good? Shmrek.
Shmrek, what's popping, man?
You know what's good, Smack?
TSA, you already know I'm on my bullshit, man. What's up?
Now, Smack, hold up. Before we start, we had Raekwon up here a couple days ago, right? Talking about Smack URL, dropping knowledge, hollowing clips. It's going to be a war. I mean, you got the legends, man, the icons talking about the Smack URL brand, not even just recently. I mean, just since it's begun. How does that feel, man?
I mean, it feels great, man. I applied a lot of concentration and energy, you know what I'm saying, just trying to, you know, save hip-hop, man, and keep the real essence of hip-hop alive. And that's based off competition and lyrics, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it feels good. You know, the real dudes in the industry and in the game and in the world is going to respect what I'm doing. Or what we doing, cause, you know what I mean? It's a movement, you know what I'm saying? For real.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes, sir.
So, Smack, what's your take on the rookies and vets, man? What's the feedback you're getting on that, my G?
Oh, nah, that was an incredible event. I think that set the precedence for, like, you know what I mean, the culture to accept a lot of new talents, because before, you know what I mean, you know, people were scared to give new talent a chance. Like, the game was getting too boring for me with recycling the same talent all the time and seeing the same faces on the stage. It's like, you know, we had to really put a system together where we could actually have new talent come in so the culture could grow. So I think the rookies versus vets was very successful in doing that. And now we got a lot of new guys that we got to look forward to on some of our up-and-coming events, you know?
Mm-hmm. Were you happy with how it pushed the vets, though? Because, I mean, you saw these vets go crazy, too, this event. When in past events they've kind of taken a step back and, you know, maybe lagged it a little bit. But what did you feel when you were seeing them go crazy?
Nah, it was good because, you know what I'm saying, we had to bring back that competition, like, you know, that pride. Mm-hmm. It's like a lot of dudes was just taking this shit for granted and just taking battles for a fucking paycheck and shit like that. That shit is corny, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? When, you know, you got motherfucking organizations putting up money and you got fans looking forward to seeing your material that you put together and you performing that shit, just not taking the shit seriously and just going up there trying to get a fucking check. That shit is whack. So, you know, with the, you know, rookies and vets whole event, you know what I mean? It brought back pride. Like, if you lost on that motherfucking stage, you know what I mean? Like, your pride was fucking damaged. You know what I'm saying? And
Yeah. That's
basically, right, like, what I'm trying to do with all my future events. It got to mean something. Don't battle just to battle. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see a fucking battle just to battle no more. Like, this shit got to mean something. You know what I mean? That's that bringing back that real energy that I feel that the culture needs, that it was missing for a little second. And, you know, I'm basically trying to restore that right now with all of the, you know, future events that I got, you know what I mean, coming up with the whole URLTV.TV movement.
Mm.
You know?
That's what it is, my G, for real. I feel you on that, Smack. Yo, Smack, were you shocked in one battle particularly? Because, you know, Shook, I ain't going to front, my nigga. I was really impressed with Shotgun Shook so far. All the battles I've seen so far, Shotgun Shook to me has impressed me out of the vets so far. Is that a stretch of my assumption on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think Shook definitely, you know, like I said, you know, his pride was on the line. You know what I mean?
Shook,
you know, a lot of niggas be trying to shit on Shook. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
And it's like, alright, man. You know, a lot of niggas be trying to shit on my nigga Shook. I think Shook bring his own fucking style, his own level of concentration to this culture. You know, I'm a street nigga, so I relate to the shit that Shook say. I always been one that rocked for my nigga Shotgun Shook. You know what I'm saying? Just ever since he came in the game with his movie themes and, you know what I'm saying, his
against Hollywood, that juice scheme was fire, Smack. That juice scheme against Hollywood.
Like, that's some classic shit right there, but niggas be trying to shit on my nigga. I always ride for my nigga because, you know, I like what he bring to the fucking table and shit like that. But he had a couple of bad battles in his past. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well,
he stutter stepped a couple times. He choked a couple times, and niggas got it fucked up in thinking that, you know what I'm saying, he don't get busy, and that kid get busy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I always ride for Shug and always got, you know what I'm saying, a spot for him on my movement and on my watch for him because I like what he brings, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, he did his thing with Saga, though. A lot of niggas
fuck with it,
but I think that was one of the best performances that I've seen Shug, you know what I'm saying, that I seen Shook basically do in a while. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Smack, let me piggyback on that real quick, because no shade to Saga, because I got to be real. To me, Saga's third round, it seemed like he got comfortable. He had a little swag on him. Even when he had his foot on the speaker and shit, though, Smack, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it looked like,
yo, come
it was
on,
good to see Saga bounce back on that third.
Look. Yo, my nigga, look at me when I'm saving you, my nigga. That's a funny
nah,
shit
he
right
got,
there.
He got busy.
You know
got
what I mean?
Busy.
But nah, Saga's special. Like, I like what he represents. Like, not too many people take the time to represent, you know what I'm saying, God and the spiritual aspect of this universe, you know what I'm saying, in their materials and shit like that. So, you know what I mean, for him to, you know what I'm saying, really do that, and, you know, I can relate to that too as well. So that's why I wanted to see that particular matchup, because it was like the good best versus the evil and shit. So,
right.
You know, I think
yeah.
that shit, that battle is at probably like fucking like a half a million plus right now. So shout out to both of them. You know what I'm saying?
Real shit.
Word up.
Yo, Smack, I got a question for you. Now, we have Gnome 5 coming up May 9th, Irving Plaza, all that. Now, you've hinted – first of all, I love what you're doing with the Instagram. I mean, it's a whole new game, what you guys are doing with the bars
yes, sir.
And all that
yes,
shit.
Sir.
Where did that come out? Who thought of that?
I mean, that's just basically, you know what I mean, that's us as a collective, you know what I'm saying? You know, I always represent – I feel like I am the culture, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I mean, I try to give everybody light as much as possible. So, you know, I just thought that it would be a real dope, you know what I'm saying, move. If, you know what I'm saying, we can have these little Instagram video shit popping. Like, you know, we don't got to wait for the event. Motherfuckers want to hear bars. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, I got a decent amount of followers, and, you know, I try to entertain the followers and just bring that, you know, and just represent the battle culture as much as possible. And that's one creative way I felt that, you know what I'm saying, it makes sense just to keep the fans entertained leading up to the event. So, you know what I'm saying? That's how that shit went down, like, you know what I mean? And, you know, I think it's dope, you know what I mean? I think it's dope.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I want to address... I want to address RNT right quick, my nigga. Real nigga Tom. My nigga, you've been on real nigga Tom with these battles, my nigga. Like, what's up with the
real shit?
We the battles dropping, my G.
Yeah,
like,
man.
We appreciate that, Smack, for real. But why the rapid pace with the battles, though?
Nah, it's just, you know, I mean, we live in a different time zone. Yeah, nah, we live in a different time zone from when we first started. You know, everything is just moving at such a fast pace right now. And it's like, you know, everybody else that actually, you know what I mean, is involved in this culture as far as, like, other leagues and other organizations that do what we do, it's like they practice their technology with the live stream and shit like that. So people is used to seeing shit instantly. So, you know, I just felt that, you know, I mean, it's time for, you know what I'm saying, these shits to come out at a more quicker rate, so, you know what I mean, they could keep the attention span of the fans and shit like that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm working now, like, you know what I mean, I'm trying to get these shits out. I got a whole different system that I designed. I'm trying to do things every fucking month. I'm not letting nothing live right now, like,
wow.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not letting nothing live right now, you know what I mean, because I don't want motherfuckers to think I don't want niggas to get it fucked up, like, you know what I mean? You know, I ain't the nigga in this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For real. So
now,
was there
a worry for the views? Because if there was, that obviously that's not even a worry now. I mean, Saga and Suge was the first one out instead of half a million already.
Yes. I mean, the views, I mean... You know, I just feel like, you know, we got the biggest channel in the culture. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I think we had like 450 plus subscribers or 430 or whatever.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, listen, like, you know what I mean? I just try to basically put out good content that the culture is going to respect at the end of the day. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You know, and, you know, it just reflects from all the blood, sweat, and tears that we applied in the game since 2009. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, now that when we put out a piece of content, that's why, you know what I'm saying, it's important. Oh, pull it up. Yeah, it's important that everybody go subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/theurltv, so you can get an email notification on every piece of content that we put and we post on our channel. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, we built this thing up from nothing. from nothing. And you know, it's like that reflects the views, because, you know what I'm saying, I reach it so long and so wide now that, you know, everybody, you know what I mean, is basically getting notified on everything that we post. And, you know what I mean, it's good content at the end of the day, so motherfuckers is going to watch it, you know?
Let me ask you
about a young cat that's in your one of your Young Savages. What it is about Chess that seemed that, listen, Smack, I got to keep it real. It isn't, my opinion don't matter, because niggas fuck with this young boy Chess. Why is it that the older cats seem to gravitate to this young boy? I don't see it yet. Maybe I'm slow with it, but niggas fuck with this young boy, man. Am I missing something here, Smack? Because to me, he sound like Reed Dollars Jr. I'm gonna keep it real, Smack.
I mean, I think his energy, man, his energy is there, man. His bars is there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I feel that he still got a lot of room to develop. And, you know what I mean? But, you know, the qualities of him being a star is already solidified, man. Like, niggas like his energy, man. You know what I mean? Niggas like his the bars and shit. So, you know, I mean, sometimes it take, you know what I mean, time for motherfuckers to grow on you and shit like that when you first see him and shit like that. But I'm definitely, I can assure you that he's something that, you know, you're going to be, you know what I mean, you need to pay attention to as time progress. You know,
as he
grow with inside this culture, you know what I'm saying?
I feel that. Now, Smack, let's talk about the upcoming events real quick. You have, of course, Gnome 5 May 9th. Now, is there a Gnome 5 warm-up that's coming up as well?
I mean, we don't got a Gnome 5 warm-up, but I think we do got PGs after the Gnome 5 that is scheduled. You know what I'm saying? I think Norm's got a tournament that, you know what I'm saying, he put together. You know what I'm saying? I believe it's the day after the Gnome 5. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, so, you know, we're going to go out there and support that. And, you know, look and scout for new talent, because that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We're always looking for new gunners and shit. So,
right.
You know what I mean? That's basically what we're doing. But May 9th is going to be a movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, please, if you didn't get your tickets, please buy your tickets in advance, because we almost sold out. I just got a call from Urban Plaza yesterday. We at damn near more than three quarters of the way sold out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, serious. Like, I can assure you, if you don't buy your tickets before Sunday, it's going to be, like, you know what I mean, a 99.9% chance that, you know what I'm saying, you will not be able to get in the building, because there will probably be no tickets left at the door for you to buy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, right now, we're selling out all our events online, you know, due to popular demand and, you know, the consistency of you know, good product that we're producing. And, you know, everybody is just definitely loving the energy right now. So the tickets is moving fast. So please, you know what I mean? Buy your tickets online if you want to definitely secure your way and secure your chance into the venue, because it's going to be crazy. It's going to be sold out, just like how Rookies and Vets was, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I like to apologize for the fans that don't have credit cards, that can't buy their tickets online. You're going to have to find a way or ask somebody to purchase your tickets for you, because we're not even getting to the chance for you to buy your tickets at the venue the day of. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, them days is kind of over now. Everybody's buying shit online, you know what I mean? Selling out, you know what I mean? 1,500, 2,000 tickets online. Like, you know what I mean? So, shit's getting real right now, you know? So, you know. I love it, though.
That's where it's at. What about this event in June? Because we have the Daylight and Big T, correct?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're still working on that. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
okay.
Okay. It's not really solidified, just to keep it all the way funky. So I'm on R&T, so, you know what I mean? I've been trying to lock it down, you know what I mean? But it ain't really solidified yet. You know, I mean, it's something that I would want to see personally. But, you know, the politics are the politics. And, you know what I mean? We working on it continuously, but yeah,
you'll be able
likely,
to
you know
put
I mean?
More
it's
time
be,
into
it's
it.
It's gonna be something in June, though. It's gonna be something in June.
Okay.
If it ain't that particular, it's gonna be Big T and somebody. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
okay.
You know, we putting it together right now. You know what I mean? We got the clock on it. You know what I mean? We're going to have to figure it out within, like, probably, like, the next 36 hours. You know what I mean? But, yeah, like, you know what I mean? We definitely working on my June card, you know. I just want to give the people something to look forward to, you know what I'm saying, right after the Gnome shit. So, you know what I mean? I'm constantly working on new events. You know what I mean? I don't sleep. I'm not sleeping right now.
So, Smack. This June card, is there a name for this particular card, or?
I mean, we haven't came up with a name. I make a name in my sleep, you know what I mean? Once I figure out who exactly is on the card and, you know what I mean, what will make sense. But I'm just going to put together a nice, solid card that, you know, people can respect when it comes to this culture. Like, you know what I'm saying? Battles that needed to be seen, or people, or battles that would, you know, that people want to see, or, like, you know, battles that people was requesting for a long time is going to actually be on that June card, you know?
Now, I want to ask you a question about the rookies and best real quick. Hold on a second, too. I want to ask you about the rookies real quick. Now, how do you determine now with these rookies what's next for them, Smack? Because a nigga like T-Top, after he battled Charlie Clips, where do you go after that, my nigga? Like, where do you go?
I mean, there's still a lot of battles left. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just because you battle Clips don't mean that, you know what I'm saying? You know, styles make fights, you know what I'm saying? So it's like how you deal with Clips, you might not be able to deal with, like, a Surf, or you might not Tay Rock, or you might not deal with, you know what I mean, a Shotgun Shook. You know
Smack,
what I mean?
Smack, hold on. You just hit it on the head, my nigga. I've been clamoring for this battle on this show. Timbo will tell you this. Shotgun Shook and T-Top make so much sense to me. I want to see that.
That's one that, you know, I'm definitely going to work on and shit like that. You know, that's going to happen. That's definitely, I'm going to make that happen. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Just because, you know what I mean, styles make fights. Like I said, so, you know, I that's one that, you know, I definitely want to see. And, you know, I mean, you know, these new guys got to work. They got to put in their work for people to respect them. You know what I mean? I want them to have respect, because you can't copy respect. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like you got to put in your work. I don't care if you battle, you know, Charlie Clips. All right, that's cool. You know what I mean? You did your thing. All right, now. You know what I'm saying? I need to see you body this nigga and that one and this one. You know what I mean? So you could, you know, proclaim your dominance in this culture, you know?
Real shit. Yo, Smack, I want you to speak on one battle that's happening at Gnome 5. You got Sue Surf against your Pitbull, man, Tay Rock. I mean, this is one of my favorites that's coming up.
Oh, man, I mean, you know, I mean, no disrespect to anybody else that's on that card, man, but, you know, I mean, a lot of people besides myself think that's the main event. Like, you know what I mean? This one is a battle that people been waiting for years. I've been waiting it for years. Tay Rock been wanting to battle Surf for years.
For a minute.
Surf been feeling like Tay Rock wasn't ready for years, but now Surf feel that Tay Rock is ready, or he feel like, let me just stand in front of him real quick and show him what time is. So I just feel like, yo, this battle right here, that's two of my favorite dudes right there. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, this is something that, this is one battle that I had to put together, you know what I'm saying, before, you know what I'm saying, this whole shit is all said and done, that I had to see, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really looking forward to this particular battle. And, you know, I can't even call it right now because, you know, when Surf is on his
shit,
he's on his
shit. Come on, Smack, you're not riding for your Pitbull?
I'm always riding for my Gunner, but, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know what I'm
saying?
Surf with
different niggas,
Smack. You never know what's going to be the outcome of war. And I can't never, you know what I'm saying, put down nothing on Surf, because Surf one of my Gunners, too. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I love both of them niggas, man. So it's like, that's what I do. I put my best and my favorites against each other to see what the fuck it really is. And that's what this shit is all about. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't be feeling all that you know, that friendship, and that's my man, and, you know, we're on the same team. Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? We're on real nigga time. Like, yo, we're going to get the best against the best, man. We're going to get our favorites against our favorites, and we're going to make these fucking classics, man. You know what I'm saying? That's if it ain't, if we ain't on that time, this shit ain't based on nothing. This shit ain't about nothing. So this is one of these battles that is like my favorite against my favorite. You know what I'm saying? Baltimore against motherfucking Newark. You know what I'm saying? So this shit is going to be crazy. And if, yo, this shit is going to, yo, I'm telling you, man. Somebody
gonna get your tickets. Get your tickets.
Yeah, man. Get your tickets. I don't even know what to say. That one like that?
Get your tickets.
It's like, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
And I think they both coming with it. You know what I'm saying? You seen it in studio. You know what I'm saying? You see the in studio. You know,
Mac,
nigga,
there's more hype and build up.
My nigga Rock, like, more humble. Yo, man,
yeah.
I've been waiting for this. This is my test. This is my test. This is what I wanted to do. This is the point I wanted to get out of my career. Surf like, yo, my nigga. You've been chasing me. You've been wanting to battle me, my nigga. Now you got me, my nigga. I'm going to stand in front of you, and I'm going to bring it to you, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? He talking his shit. You know what I mean?
Smack.
Nobody can talk better than Surf. Surf is a professional.
Smack. I remember your face, my nigga, when Surf said that inmate nine line. Your facial expression, like, you almost up the stand, my
nigga. That nigga Surf talk the talk, my nigga. That nigga is dead serious, my nigga. You can't tell that nigga. He got a point to argue, any point that you got to bring in an argument for him to prove to you that he's the best. And that's what the fuck I'm talking about. That's how I want niggas to feel. That's how everybody got to feel. Like, if you don't got a point to prove in this fucking battle, I don't want to see you on my motherfucking stage, man. Serious, man. Serious, man. That's how we on it for 2015. You know what I'm saying?
Now, Smack, I've been getting flamed for this. I picked K-Shine in an upset to be Verb. I've been getting flamed, Smack. Am I wrong for that, though, my G? I mean, I know obviously you got to be with
Verb
3-0.
Verb 3-0.
Verb is a beat, and K-Shine is a beat. That battle is going to have a lot of energy, too. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Verb going to talk to him, but K-Shine going to scream on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to see what it is. Like, that one is going to
be... That's a grudge match, man.
That's a good
one.
That's definitely a grudge match. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Both of them, you know what I'm saying, coming off the rookies versus vets. You know what I'm saying? How do y'all feel about the Verb and Briz Warstein battle on the rookies versus vets?
I'm going to be honest, Mac. I expected more from Briz. I got Verb winning. I was kind of a little disappointed Briz took the perm angles, and then, you know, you got chased angles. I was expecting him to come a little bit more creative, but I got Verb beat him. Verb beat him.
And then what about K-Shot? What about, run it down.
No, I was going to say, I co-signed my brother just said. I had Verb winning. In fact, I thought Briz was going to beat Verb and shit, and I got to say this, Matt, and Briz, this is to you, my G. You're battling motherfucking A-Verb, my nigga. And I'm not saying you did bad, Briz, but like my bro just said, you wasted too much time on material that we've heard in the fucking past. We've heard about him.
We know he had a perm. We don't need to hear it again.
He got a mohawk right now, my nigga. Like, that, I just felt like it would have been better and shit, though. You know what I mean? But that's just me, us, Matt. You know?
And what about
Shine and Wavy?
Yeah, what about
I became a bigger fan of Wavy after this battle. I'm not going to lie to you, Snake.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't too keen on the new boys, and my bro Dre can vouch for that, but I became a bigger fan of Wavy. I'm not going to lie. I thought he beat Shine 2-1.
Right.
Smack.
Right.
On this one.
Smack. Shine came on this show and told me and my bro he was going 3-0 Wavy. And Timbo was
body.
I told this man on this show, Smack, the video's out. My nigga, Wavy not going to play with you, bro. I said, he going to beat you 2-1, in my opinion. He going to beat you. I told Shy he going to beat you, my nigga. Don't play with this boy. And to me, Wavy's second round was fucking phenomenal. I just think it was phenomenal. Here's the problem I got with K-Shine, though. His energy is there, Smack, But maybe you or one of the big homies need to tell them, slow it down. You at 11, my nigga. We need you to bring it down to 6.
Gotta breathe.
Yeah.
Word. Niggas, don't scream. You gotta talk to them. You gotta talk to them, man. You know what I'm saying? But now I agree with y'all, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, but I mean, you know, that was just something like, you know what I'm saying? I think, you know what I mean? I think K-Sean will definitely take a whole different approach when it comes to Verb. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, May 9th, I think that he's going to definitely, you know what I'm saying, get on his shit and, you know what I'm saying, you know, bring it, like, you know what I mean, how we used to seeing K-Sean.
Yup, I feel that. Hollow and Cliff, Smack.
Hollow and
Cliff
is
like,
going to be a motherfucker. This shit is like a
Pacquiao Mayweather.
This is like some shit that's been brewing for fucking 3 years and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas not taking drug testers and shit and postponing. And now this is Pacquiao Mayweather. This is why we doing this shit right after this motherfucking fight, man. You know, I thought it was important that, you know what I mean, we made this shit happen around the same time and shit, man. But, you know, we got it done, and now it's here, and we about to see what it is. Both of these dudes, and you know what's so scary? This shit is so scary to me. I haven't heard nothing from none of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, both of these niggas is in the kitchen cooking up that shit right now.
That's how we want it to be, though.
You know what I'm saying? Feed it to the world real quick. So I know they on their bullshit, both of them. So I'm just waiting to see, like, what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, usually you hear clips, you see clips, Hollow talking, popping shit. Everything is quiet.
Niggas been quiet.
Only thing we know right now is they're going to be face-to-face on May 9th. That's it. Everybody's in their own zone. Shit is quiet. So you know this shit is going to be real. Everybody's taking this shit serious. They taking this shit serious. So, you know, it's going to be a movie, man. It's going to be a fucking movie, man. And it's just like, yo, man, y'all don't know. I love this shit, man. I love this shit.
Smack.
Like I said.
Real nigga shit, though, son.
And I put the favorite. I put my favorites against my favorites. And I put the best against the best, man. So we can see what the fuck is going on out here in these streets, man. You know what I mean? When it comes to this battle rap shit.
Smack, would you agree, though, man, that the win of Hollow and Clips, this nigga Murder Mook got a battle one of these niggas, son?
I mean, yeah, but, you know.
Nah.
I mean, yeah, nah, yeah, I love it. I love this shit, but, you know, I love Mook, you know what I'm saying? That's my bro, but, you know what I'm saying? I want to see more Mook. I need to see more Mook, man. Like, these niggas is active. Clips is active, man. These niggas is taking battles and, you know what I mean? Hollow's taking battles and these niggas is active, my nigga. Like, you understand what I'm saying? You know, I want to see Mook get more active, man. Like, you know what I mean? So we can.
With the new blood, though. I want to see Mook battle the new blood, though, Smack.
I want to see Mook battle a lot of cats. Like, you know what I'm saying? I want to. Sure. Like, Surf, you know what I'm saying? I want to see him battle Clips. I want to see him battle Hollow.
Arse.
I mean, Hollow the Didon. You know what I mean? These are battles that the world needs to see. These are the battles the world needs to see. Why are we not seeing these battles? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, you know, we respect the, you know what I mean, the legacy and shit like that. But, you know what I mean, you know, I want to see that activity, man. I fuck with the active. I fuck with the actives. You know what I mean? Niggas that's active. You know what I mean? Get activated real quick. You know what I'm saying? And let us know what it really is. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Word.
I can't go off of fucking shit that we did in motherfucking 2000 and motherfucking 4 and 3 and shit. Like, you know what I mean? It's 2015. Mm. What's up? Where we at? We whack.
Yeah, my nigga. Smack, you right. It's 2015, my nigga, because 2003, niggas was listening to G-Unit and rocking G-Unit Boss Strap.
You know what I'm saying?
This is a different era, my nigga.
Where you at? These niggas out right now is hungry. Niggas is biting niggas' heads off, man. I want to see, you know what I mean, you tame these niggas, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Smack, I got a quick question for you. How many more battles are on Known 5, if any?
Nah, I mean, you know, we I mean, we got five battles, you know what I'm saying? We got five battles.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, right now, you know what I mean?
Dope.
I don't know if there's going to be any additions, but, you know, I just want to run through it. I don't want to have the crowd getting fatigued and, you know, standing on the feet and shit like that. So, you know, with the like, you know, rookies and vets, smaller venues and smaller battle, I mean, venues and events, I do like more battles and shit like that. But like
my
marquee events, you know, I want to get the fans in and out. You know what I'm saying? And you know, just have them have a good experience. So you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Five is a comfortable number. I feel.
I'm telling you right now, my nigga, Jazz and Official gonna be a war, my nigga.
Oh my gosh! Like, see, like that's like the secret battle of the night. Like,
that's low key gonna be a good battle, Smack.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That shit is gonna be crazy. Jazz is dope. Official is hard. Like, you know what I'm saying? Spit like a nigga. Like, she's the truth. So, you know what I mean?
And she battle niggas.
Yeah, this is gonna be a test for Jazz to hold her shit down. You know what I'm saying? Because you know she get busy. So,
yeah,
I mean, everybody respect Jazz for her pen game and, you know what I mean, what she bring to the culture. So, in order for her to hold her, you know what I'm saying, respect down and, you know, her shit down, this is going to be a good test for her because I know Official ain't going to play with her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, thanks. Known five.
Matt, are we gonna get any of the rookies that – other guys that might have made the roster, are you in connection to talk to guys that maybe not here now? Are you trying to get them over here negotiation-wise? You don't have to say names and shit, but are you in the works for that?
What? I didn't really understand that question.
Like, brothers that's not in URL now, the young boys, I throw names out, maybe Excel, Show Offs, the Ivy Booms of the world,
I want to focus on a handful of talent that, you know what I mean, is loyal to my brand. You know what I'm saying? First, like, if they, you know what I'm saying, you know, pledging allegiance to the flag, you know, I mean, you know, if I will still book them if it makes sense for, you know, a situation might pop up or opportunity might pop up where I might be able to utilize them, but I'm not going to really extend my services and my movement to, you know, somebody that don't have no allegiance to, you know what I'm saying, the brand of the URL, like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, I would love to see all of them, but, you know, it just got to make sense, you know what I'm saying? It really got to make sense at this time because, you know, I mean, we build these dudes up, they go over there, it's just like, what am I, you know what I mean, doing it for? You know what I'm saying? No disrespect, but. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not trying to share in 2015. I'm applying my energy and concentration with dudes that, you know what I'm saying, want to really link up and have me build up their profile and keep them working so they can, you know what I'm saying, you know, create their own identity in this culture. You know what I'm saying? For real.
There it is.
You know what I mean?
Yo, Smack, I want to let you know real quick. Real quick, Smack, I just want to let you know you running out of holidays, bro. You dropping battles on the fight. You dropping battles on July 4th, Halloween,
Easter,
Thanksgiving,
Easter,
New Year's,
Easter,
Christmas.
Easter.
I mean,
that's
shit.
That's what I do, my nigga. That's what I do. Like, let me do what I do. Like, I just want to create my own identity and culture. I don't mind other leagues. I don't mind y'all doing, like, just let me have my own shit, though. Like, I don't try to do what I do because then I'm going to take it personal. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then we got to have to
oh,
come
shit.
Coming for y'all. You know what I mean? For real. But I just like to just entertain people when it counts. You understand what I'm saying? And, you know, it's like this is like history. You know what I mean? Like, when you come over, you know, if it don't happen over here, y'all already know. You already know the fans. You, that's what the fans say. I'm not going to say. That's what the fans say. The fans really feel don't count. But, you know, We try to make shit make sense, and we try to make shit real impactful every time we do what we do. You understand? And, you know, we drop joints on different holidays and different.
First
different,
of all, whoever
events,
had that marketing
like that.
Was fucking genius. I mean, people are off work. People are home with their families.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's genius.
Yeah. Yeah, nah, definitely. Absolutely. You know, so, you know, we try to do what we do over here, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just let us do what we do, please. With all due respect.
But, Smack, let me ask you a question, though. You have to admit, though, I think having other leagues, I wouldn't say lights a fire under you, but it keeps you on point, if it makes sense.
Absolutely.
Prime example, not to go into wrestling real quick, but when there was other federations in wrestling, it kept the WWF on their toes. Now that this is one wrestling federation, you see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I think that keeps you guys on your toes. I don't know if you agree with that.
Absolutely it does. You know what I'm saying? It makes me, you know me, go harder. It makes me try to produce a better product and all that. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not mad at, you know what I mean, anybody else that's doing this shit. But just try to, like, you know what I mean, bring your own style and your own originality to the game. Create your own niggas. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, just bring your flavor to the table. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, I'm just in a position now where it's like we the major league, you know what I mean, when it comes to the culture. So now, like, I'm scouting. I'm looking at little leagues and looking at, you know, up-and-coming MCs and seeing, like, you know, who got talent to basically, you know, excel their skills that's going to translate to the world's most respected, you know what I'm saying, league, which is the URL, like, you know. So, I mean, it's all good, you know what I mean? But, I respect it, though. Like, you know what I mean? I'm never hating and shit like that. I just hate when motherfuckers just be copying the same format and the same formulas and doing everything that we do. Like, you know what I'm saying? For this shit to grow, bring something new to this shit. So, niggas, we can look at it like, oh, shit, that's what's up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? We could build on that, you know?
Mm. Word. Yep. Smack, man, we appreciate you rocking with us, my G, man. Before
all the time,
you go,
you already know, man. I'm here, man. I'm coming with y'all next week too. You know what I'm
saying? Oh, word.
You know,
hell yeah, we're gonna have
you
back
know what
up.
Yo, my nigga, you know I work, like, it's promotion time. It's a week before May 9th. It's going down. URL known 5. Like, yo, if y'all missed this, y'all gotta come to the events too, man. I need y'all in the building, man. You know
yeah, I
mean?
Gotta come in the building. Yo, Smack. I'm a Brooklyn nigga, but I live in Florida now. I do gotta get out there. You know, I got family, kids, and shit. But I ain't gonna lie, Smack. I need to come to you
yeah,
all event.
I
want to
be
on that stage.
Y'all reporting the battles and recaps. The motherfuckers
yes,
ain't
sir.
Respecting it if you ain't in the building. Like, yo, how you
yeah,
gonna basically, you know what I mean? Recap if you. I was there.
I gotta. I want to come on that stage one night. I gotta be on that stage, but I ain't gonna lie, Smack. We appreciate you rocking with us, man. Before you go, man, can we just get a drop this PSA Radio real quick, man?
Y'all already know it's your boy Smrack, man. PSA Radio, public service announcement. We making announcements, and I'm making a major announcement about motherfucking Known 5 coming up on a blog. It's probably dropping either today or tomorrow. Probably most likely tomorrow. So I need everybody to pay close attention to it. I'll be back on PSA Radio next week so we can elaborate and talk about it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we out here, man. PSA Radio, y'all already know what it is. It's your boy Smack. We on RNT for life. You heard? Let's get it popped.
Yes, sir.
Yo, salute, my G. Uncle Smack right here. Real shit.
You already know. It's all love, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all do. I appreciate y'all. Thank you for having me.
You're
absolutely,
right.
Bro. We'll be in contact. All right, salute. All right, bro. Salute to that
yes,
man.
Well,
follow the innovators, not the imitators. Mr. Classic. Man, all that shit.
Yeah,
salute
man.
To Smack.
Smack hype, man.
Coming on the show. Woof.
Yeah, man.
Woof. There's nothing like going to that, man. I remember being in there, and
you
been I, mean,
in
I was
the
there
building.
For Armageddon.
You been in the building.
When it was shut mm-hmm. down, Armageddon, Gnome 3, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they do a lot in there. I mean, Beasley's
Timbo,
in
you know
there
this,
running
man.
With like a
I don't
chicken.
Got patience. You know what it is, Timbo? I don't got patience to stay on the line, my nigga, at my age.
Yeah.
I'm OG. Now, I don't got patience to stay on the line and stand up for hours, my nigga. I mean, yeah, nigga, I don't have that. Them days for me is like, I don't really have that patience like that, bro.
Bro, let me tell you something.
Stand up for 3-4 hours.
Let me tell you something. Gnome 3, bro. Gnome 3 was there at 11 a.m., standing on my feet until 2 a.m., bro.
Yeah, see,
You saw it for the next week, but it was, you know what I'm saying? It is a movie. Beasley's in there running like a chicken with his head cut off, you know, making sure everything's going through right. But May 9th, man, Gnome 5. Yo, he sounds hype for Rocket Surf, Dre.
Yeah, he sounds real hype for that shit, son. Yeah,
real hype.
Exclusive vodka. You have exclusive vodka on deck.
Yo, apparently we're having Smack on next week, so we can just let everybody know we got Smack on next week after the event. Letting everybody know,
man.
That. Salute to Smack, man. You already know what the fuck it is. Salute to Real Deal coming on the show too, breaking down this shit with Snow.
Shout out my nigga Real Deal.
Absolutely, yo, absolutely. Shout out to both of them. Real quick, Dre, before we sign off, I'm about to send this tweet out real quick, but I just want to do a PSA recap, a weekly recap of what's been going on lately.
Mm.
Just real quick, I like tooting our own horns every now and again. So we had Cortez, Sue Surf, Raekwon, Tay Rock, Real Deal, Smack. Just letting everybody know.
Yeah,
letting
everybody know. That's a mean roster. That's a mean lineup, my G. That shit is mean.
Come on.
And they all dope. You know what I mean?
All fucking fire.
Yeah,
fire,
man.
Right there.
Yeah.
Man, salute to everybody that's come on the show. I mean, you know, this shit is crazy, man. Salute to everybody. We're dropping shit tomorrow. Look out for Tay Rock. That interview was crazy. Real Deal crazy. Smack. I mean, you already know what the fuck it is, man. This is PSA Radio. Them segment boys, the most hated, the least respected. Just how we want it. Dre 3 Letterman, take us out, my brother.
Oh, man. I like that slogan right there. My brother Timbo just said that. Y'all already know what it is, man. Shout out to everybody that fucked with it this week, man. Salute.
Y'all ready, man. We out.